Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. And happy Veterans Day to all the vets out there. Just wanted to shout that out real quick. The Chiefs are off of their bye week, finally. Jody and I took our own little bye week last week because we said we deserve it. Especially after y'all didn't show up versus the Bills, okay? So we took our own little bye week last week, but we're back today. So excited to be back with you all and chat some football, chat some Chiefs, and Chiefs need to get the ball rolling here. So let's get it going. I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm Jody. You can see what I just did. Very embarrassing.
No, I didn't. What did you do?
You're doing the intro. I'm like, shit. It doesn't matter. We're back. For a very long time.
I know.
Also, to be fair, life has been chaotic as hell.
You're in a whole new apartment. She's in a whole new apartment. Right.
I don't know.
Wait, this is your first podcast in your apartment.
It is.
Ooh. Let's go.
It's been a chaotic last 4 weeks, but hey, you know what? It's right, very on brand for the Chiefs. So what we're doing is nothing outside of the normal. Okay. What are we talking about today? Sorry, I'm just looking at the itinerary. We haven't seen y'all in a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We took a bye week. There was a trade deadline that happened. The Chiefs lost to the Bills. That was disgusting. The whole bunch of moves in the NFL happened. The AFC, the NFC keeps changing. The NFC is better than the AFC. It's crazy. There's a whole bunch of things happening. I'm going to actually let you kind of get into some of the deadline things that happened last week that we really didn't get to recap with the people. Yeah. As a whole, but go ahead and kind of what happened, the moves.
I think people weren't expecting a ton to happen on the trade deadline day because there wasn't a lot of rumors going around. I feel like even Adam Schefter was we're not expecting much, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. And then I think first thing in the morning, it's the Indianapolis Colts are trading 2 first round picks to the New York Jets for Sauce Gardner.
That was crazy, actually.
That's insane.
And he got cooked. Yeah.
He got cooked. His first game.
Oh, off the ground, boy. He got cooked.
And I feel like we knew this about Sauce. He's a good cornerback, but I feel like he's more of a name than he is a player.
He is good.
He's not bad by any means, but it's a lot of hype around him. So he kind of has a lot to live up to for 2 first round picks. I mean, they traded. That's next year's pick. So 2026, the Colts don't have a first-round pick, and 2027, all for Sauce Gardner. So that tells me they are all in. They think Danny Dimes can get the job done. Now listen, Jonathan Taylor, he is playing like an MVP. If the MVP went to it would go to him. It won't, but he'll be offensive player of the year, which he should be. I mean, they were, that was their weakness was cornerback, right? On the Colts. So especially with Lil Mooney, he went out, Tre'Davious Ward, for those who don't know, he went out 2 weeks ago in practice to a concussion or no pregame warmups to a concussion because one of their tight ends hit him in the head, gnarly. And they actually had to put him on IR for a concussion, which that doesn't happen often. So that had to be a really, really bad concussion. So cornerback was definitely a weakness for them. So they went out. The Earth Day daughters said F them picks and they went and got Sauce Gardner.
That was last year. F them picks.
F them picks. So we'll see what happens there. You got to give them a little time in their defense to adjust. They do have Louie Anarumo as their defensive coordinator, who's a great guy, a great defensive coordinator. So we will see how that goes. We had Rashid Shaheed from the Saints. He went to the Seahawks because as if they don't aren't already killing it on offense. They needed another weapon.
Seahawks are so flip on. They are.
Oh my God. They are my favorite team aside from the NFC right now.
They deserve.
No, they're not. Why are y'all afraid to put them at number one in the power rankings? Because they are
crazy right now.
They remind me of the Lions last year. They're dominating week after week. Like belt to you know what on every team they're playing. So Alexander Downs says our quarterback is a weakness. You must be a Broncos. I'm gonna go with you're a Broncos fan.
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna guess. I'm like, yeah, sure. And then we have nice people. Hi, y'all. Thanks for joining us in here. We appreciate y'all being here with us. We are excited to be back. So, Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. Seahawks are a really fun team to watch right now. They are really great on offense, really great on defense. Then we have, let's see, Jalen Phillips to the Eagles. He was on the Dolphins. He said getting traded to the Eagles was the greatest day of his life. So I hope he has.
She froze.
Why don't my guys know what just happened? I said, I hope he hasn't had a kid or anything because he said that was the greatest day of his life. So,
okay, great.
Good for you, Jalen Phillips. He played last night in that disgusting Monday Night Football game, and he was a difference maker. He had like 8 tackles, a sack, a fumble recovery. I mean, he went off. So,
yeah, he went crazy.
Good for you going to the Eagles and making a difference right off the bat. That's what you want to see when you trade for a player.
But Jalen, please be better. Like, what in the hell was going on with their offense yesterday? That was,
oh my God,
a disaster. I was like, what is happening? Jalen,
both offenses.
Motion, Saquon, okay. Like, AJ Brown not doing nothing. Smitty got a touchdown eventually, finally in the third quarter. But it's like, what?
It took forever. I mean, it was 0-0. 0-0 going into the half.
I know. I was like, Sunday Night Football. Let me tell you how I was in the bed at 8:30.
Yeah, I
slept so good. Also, I'm going to bed. I'm not doing this with y'all.
I slept really well on Sunday too. Actually, that's what I love about a stress-free Chiefs day. I didn't have the Chiefs to stress about. It was great.
I was like, I'll see what the score is in the morning. I'm not doing this.
Of course, the Chargers won, which is not great, but
very long. Which I didn't want to happen, but I was just like,
I know. But the Steelers are worthless. Listen, the Steelers are worthless. They're worth. They're just so mid. They're mid year after year after year. And their fans have got to be tired because
8-9. 8-9. 9-8. 9-8. Okay.
That's about all you got. Randomly, they're going to look good. And you'll be like, okay, I kind of believe. And then they just go right back. And you're like, all right.
And then I'm over it. Just what else happened during trading?
All right. A few more. Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys, which was huge, from the Jets. The Jets were kind of having a fire sale. To the Cowboys. Sorry.
I don't understand the Cowboys. Maybe that's it.
Does anyone?
Why?
Does anyone?
Okay, you get rid of Micah Parsons. You go out, you get Quinnen Williams. Like, you literally got rid of one of the best defensive players. So get a good defensive player. Like, you... I was about to say something crazy. But it's like, I don't understand the Cowboys' logic. Like, where are y'all coming from? What's the thought process? Like, why would you go through all of this hell to get rid of Micah Parsons, to not sign him, to literally go out and get Quinnen Williams? Like, I know what the trade details are, but like, what are y'all going to do with that contract that he has? Like, y'all are going to just go ahead and pick up the rest of what he's supposed to be getting paid? Because he literally just got paid. So, like,
I guess
What is the logic here?
Maybe
paying him is still less than what they would have paid Micah, because Micah was wanting an astronomical number, and that's totally fine. Like, he deserves it. But like,
but he already, like, the thing that I don't get is, like, Micah already knew your system. He was already such a difference maker there. I don't know why Jerry was so, like, making a stance against taking care of him for whatever reason. And
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the winter's bestseller pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Very willing to trade him for the right offer, and Green Bay made a crazy offer for him.
And it's crazy because, like, they gave Green Bay, they gave them a first. They gave the Jets a first for him. But it wasn't even like the first that they got from Green Bay. It was the other first, their first, which means it's, right, it's a higher one. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? Even though I'll say this, like, Green Bay has not looked great either. I was expecting so much more out of Jordan Love, and he is not doing, like, I have very high expectations for him. I had him winning their division. I had them going to the Super Bowl. And now, like, I'm watching them every single week. I'm like, oh, this is very disappointing. So who knows? Maybe the one that they ended up trading will be better. But, like, as of right now, it's like y'all gave – I don't see Green Bay that much worse.
Okay. Tell me if you agree with this. I feel like the Packers are a semi-better version of the Steelers in the NFC.
No. I think – yeah. I think they're a little better than the Steelers.
That's why I said semi-better.
If I had to compare the Packers to an AFC team, I would say, well, hold on, wait. Let me go look at something first.
Because I like that's they're both like historic organizations. They're both used to winning. They're both not used to a lot of like quarterback controversy. I mean, granted, the Steelers have had it over the last 2 years, but like they're both very consistent teams, but both have been coming up short for 10 years, 7 years.
Packers haven't been as long as the Steelers have been. I got to look at something real bad.
They just kind of remind me of each other in different conferences. Obviously, they have their differences, but like there's some similarities too that I'm like, and I, you know, Jordan Love, he
The difference between the two teams is the Packers have way better weapons than the Steelers have right now. Like the Steelers just kind of feel like an old, like everybody I don't want to say like New Orleans, that's where you go to die. But like, that's kind of what the Steelers feel like right now versus the Packers. They and got Mack Golden. They got, what's the running back? Came from the Raiders. Can't think of his name.
Jacobs.
They got Josh Jacobs right now. You got Jordan Love, who's supposed to be like this great quarterback. I love Matt LaFleur. Like, they have so many better pieces there to make them a better team. And I just don't understand. Like, why are y'all 5-3-1? So I don't know if I can compare them to the Steelers, because the Steelers feels like that's where you go to die. Yeah. I'll give them a little bit more respect than that. And so the two that I'm gonna say, but I can't say because I don't think that's a accurate comparison either. In the AFC, I was gonna say, I can't say that team. I'm not. I'll just tell you offline the team.
Okay.
They feel like the Ravens.
The Ravens.
The Ravens, because the Ravens can never get there. They can't. Because if you look at the AFC, you're going to go Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. So if you look at the NFC right now, you'll be like, okay. And sometimes the Ravens can drop even further. Like, everybody had the Ravens completely out of the picture, and then Lamar got healthy and came back, and now they're on like a 3-game winning streak, and they're probably going to still be in the playoffs. You know what I mean? So It's like that's how it kind of feels with the Packers. They can't turn it around if they need to and get back kind of on track and end up in there. But I'm like, I was going to say the Patriots. But the Patriots are really good this year.
They're different.
They were okay last year. Like, I'm a big Drake May fan. Like love Drake May. Like, damn.
Yeah.
As soon as he got drafted. But the the Patriots kind of feel like a, oh, they, it's like they turn the light switch on all of a sudden, and all of a sudden they're rolling, like, and they're wearing the cute uniforms this week too. So I'm like, okay. But no, I would probably more, the Patriots are way too inconsistent, which is why I would say maybe the Ravens. Like, they have what it takes to get there and to be that team, but they keep shooting themselves in the foot, and that's why they can't get there. So,
but I feel like the Packers have been so inconsistent this season. Like, they have flashes of where their offense is so great. And then I just, they have weeks like this where I'm like, I don't know.
It was
their defense so is good. Then they have games where they play the Cowboys and the defense can't do anything and they tie. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, so bad.
Finally, let's see. Breaking news tonight. Jaire Alexander, we know he was traded to he went to the Ravens in the offseason or like week one. Never really played for them. And then the Ravens just traded him to the Eagles right before the trade deadline. And today he announced he's stepping away from football for a while.
Yeah.
I guess it's like a lingering knee injury and it's kind of weighing on him mentally and physically, obviously. So, you know what, after everything that's happened in the NFL with, rest in peace to the Cowboys player, Marshawn Kneeland. Mm-hmm. Everything that's happening. You know what? Take care of your mental health. I think that's most important. So
absolutely.
I wish him well, and I hope everything's okay. But yeah, he's so talented. Unfortunately,
Travis Hunter out for the season.
Mm-hmm.
He had ending knee surgery, which people don't realize. Yeah. What happened to him is exactly what happened to Rashee Rice last year. It's the same exact injury. So I hate that.
I hate that
is Travis Hunter. The Jags have not been great. They beat the Chiefs because we had 100 penalties, and then they went on a down slope.
Right.
Like, they haven't really done much after beating the Chiefs, so that's really unfortunate. But Travis Hunter, like, he was supposed to have like a good, yeah, literally. It felt like he was having somewhat of a good, like, rookie season.
He really was.
A great game against us. So, and I don't watch a ton of Jaguars football. So, there's that. But
I think this is why people were saying, like, it is so hard to play both positions.
Both sides of the ball. Absolutely.
And I understand he wants to. But you're already seeing a few weeks in, it's not really might have been an injury. I can't say for sure, but.
You're in the NFL now. You're making a very big contract. You need to be durable, and you need to be able to last for a long time. So playing both sides of the ball, that's almost like, I don't want to say like a running back, but that's the amount of like work that you're putting on your body. Like, you're wearing your body down so much faster because you're
paying
almost double the snaps, and that's not really worth it, especially at your age and already having this type of a surgery, and we're only at week 10, so they're definitely going to have the conversation in the off season about like where they're going to put him. Luckily, and having the surgery now, and he should be back by training camp and ready to go, which is really nice. But it's just the fact that, like, you're a young dude. We're paying you all this money. We know what you can bring. Like, let's let him go out here and be either this great receiver or this good corner.
And I think, to me, when I watch him play, he looks so much happier playing receiver than he does corner.
I think he should play receiver.
I think he should too.
That side of the ball,
right? So I'm like,
only as a receiver than a corner. Like, you
might think he's doing himself a disservice, and I know he's capable, but like, I don't think you have to prove that to everyone. I think you should just
benefit
yourself, and
you already got paid. We're good. All right, so let's get into this Chiefs-Bills loss. It was disgusting. What did you say?
Oh, never mind. I messed up. Sorry.
Into the Chiefs-Bills loss. We went to Highmark Stadium, I don't know, a week ago. I blocked it out of my memory. we knew.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't rewatch much of any. I didn't rewatch much of it. So.
No, not at all. I had us winning that game by 10. So the fact that we lost by a touchdown. It's incredibly embarrassing because, like, what? This team has been steamrolling. What is this? This team has been steamrolling teams literally the three games prior at home. Now, I will say, I do remember saying on this show, can the defense go out and play a solid game on the road. We've seen what they've done at Arrowhead for 3 weeks on the road with the crowd noise behind them, and they've been all these great things. Can they go on the road and do that? They absolutely did not. They look terrible. So I feel like I don't want to say that. I kind of proved my theory that the defense can't do it on the road.
Unfortunately, you did. And
can't afford that.
Jody, you know what's really, you know what's really unfortunate? The only road game we've won is against the Giants and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And we now have to go into the into Broncos country where they want this win probably more than anyone. And pray that the defense can stop. Well, we'll get into that later. But
so I don't really have a ton to talk about the Bills game.
I know.
I think we just don't really. Yeah, the defense was not good. The front four still continues to be bad. Chris Jones needs to be better. Charles Amenihue needs to be better. George Karloftis needs to be better.
Leo Chanel had a great game. Leo Chanel had a great game. I will give him. He was a spy on Josh. He did great at that, but that was.
They were able to contain the run a lot better in the second half. The first half, James Cook was starting to feast on us. He still had, 100 yards? I can't remember 100%. But he had 100 yards against us, which is the most that a running back has had
since 2023.
I'm like, a very long time. So that just kind of speaks to the front four of the defense and how they need to be better because they were bad. I also think that, I mean, this isn't even talking about the offense. The offense was bad. The play calling was bad. Everybody was just.
It was just atrocious.
Conversation, but the defense just really needed to be better, and they weren't. So that is what kind of made everybody feel like going into the trade deadline, oh, my God, we need to go out and either get a running back or we need to go get an edge or we need to go get a tackle. Me, I was definitely team edge tackle. I know the Isaiah Pacheco injury is something that caught people off guard, and he's not playing this week either. And I don't know when he'll play again. Maybe they'll bring him back for the Colts game. I don't know.
Wait, who?
Isaiah Pacheco.
Oh, I don't think they've said for sure he's not playing yet. It just didn't.
I don't think he's playing.
Okay. Well.
I don't think he's playing. I mean, he'll say. But he hasn't practiced yet, right?
Well, no one has. They're back tomorrow. Tomorrow starts practice. Today was like meetings and recovery and whatever, but.
Meetings and Wednesday.
Yeah.
Saturday. Y'all having 1.5 practices this week?
No, it's a normal. This is how they always do practice. They come in the building Tuesday, then they do their practice Wednesday. We hear from Mahomes and Reed.
They usually meet on Mondays. Today's Tuesday. They don't have 2 days off after a game.
I'm telling you what Andy said in his press conference. He said the coaches were in the building Monday. He said the players would come back today, and then they'd start practice Wednesday.
Okay, well, I really don't feel good about going to
I'm just hearing what I said. I'm just saying what I heard.
If we're going off the bye week and we haven't done anything in 9 days, okay, let's see how this goes. Into the Broncos this week. Not feeling too confident about that at all.
Okay, people do want to hear about how we feel about not getting Brees and how our run game is. I was a big fan of wanting Brees. I thought a third would be worth it. Plus, we don't have any plan at running back for next season, really, that I know of. Maybe there's something I'm unaware of, but unless we extend Pacheco we have Breshard Smith, but that remains to be seen. I was all about getting Brees and paying him another contract, but ultimately Veach didn't want to trade more than a fourth. Brees Hall really wanted to be a Chief. He was all but saying it in his tweets all day long on the trade deadline day. And ultimately it didn't work out. So I'm bummed, but you know what? We got to move with what we have.
I am not team get a running back. Hell no. I think our biggest opportunity is our defense. Our defense is so bad. That front four needs help. They need.
I wanted that too. We just didn't do either one. So
we need an edge or a tackle. That needed to be the priority. Now I will say Veach did go out and try to get one. We're the Chiefs. Nobody's trading with us. I think mortgaging your future for Breece Hall, who, yeah, he's good, but he has a lot of miles on his body. And if we're not going to pay any running backs that we've ever had, why would we pay him? We're not. So what are you going to do? Go and get Breece Hall to not. I think one thing that Chiefs fans need to realize is Andy Reid does not run the ball. He's never ran the ball. He usually doesn't run the ball, right? So, like, what are we going to do? Go and get Breece Hall for him to not get the ball? He's not going to get snaps. So giving up a third or fourth, anything more than that, when you can literally just go out and draft one next year, go out and get a young guy, bring him into the building. They clearly have faith in Rashad Breeland.
You did not just say Breeland.
I was like, that is not his name, Rashad Smith. I'm like, they clearly have faith in him. They clearly are okay with what they're seeing from Kareem Hunt. Again, I think Isaiah Pacheco's not ready yet. I think they'll figure out what they're going to do there. But going out and paying a third for Breece Hall would have been no. Like, I get Chiefs fans are mad, but no. Like, this draft, we have to remember next year a lot of guys that need to be paid. Would you rather call a contract or pay Trent McDuffie? You would rather pay Trent McDuffie. So it's like people need to be realistic. He would have wanted upward of 15 plus million for next year. We're not doing that. So I think that's kind of where, like, people need to remember. A lot of the guys that y'all wanted Veach to go out and get, their contracts would have been 20 plus million. It's not like it was some regular guys on the street ready to be traded. A lot of the guys who were looking for new homes were I don't want to say elite players, but people who would have 20 plus million dollar contracts. We're not doing that. We want to pay Trent McDuffie. We want to pay and elite personnel. Like, there are guys there to be paid who already know the system, who will continue to be an asset for years to come. So
my only thing too is, like, while I of course wanted Breece and or defensive line, we only have, I think, 6 picks next season. So giving up a pick next season is kind of a big deal. While, and it sucks, but, like, somehow the Eagles have so many picks to work with next season. So they are able to still trade away picks and get players. And they just, their owner and the way they are able to do contracts, it's going to screw them over in the future, but they're playing to win right now. So
people also don't realize that the market that you're in also kind of helps. They're in Philadelphia, and there is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Kansas City is still a small market, and I know that's, like, hard to believe because the Super Bowls, the World Series, there's so many things that you think would generate a ton of money. We're not in those type of markets, so of course our cap isn't going to be nearly – I mean, not our cap, but we're not generating the funds like the other places are, which is why we try to have the draft. Which is why we're having the U.S. what's it called, the World Cup, and it's going to be at Arrowhead because those are things that help generate money. So, that's how I feel. So for me, I'm all about Veach not going out and mortgaging the future, because as long as you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, the goal is to continue to get Super Bowls, and you kind of got to keep bringing guys in. One thing about the Chiefs is they stay young, and we're not really young anymore. And you kind of see it on the field. We're not really young anymore. We were young in 2022. It's 2025 now. A lot of those guys are 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So we got to keep getting young.
It's going to be a very interesting offseason, to say the least. But we'll get there when we get there.
Because definitely is going to ask for a big number, and it's going to have a 3 that start in front of it. So,
yeah.
Be ready to pay himself.
I wish we could have gotten that done in the offseason, but oh well.
I'm having a lot of regret about this George Karloftis signing.
I'm not really. He's been, outside of Chris, he's been our best D-line guy.
Yeah, he could have maybe waited to get paid. So
yeah.
I'm like, we'll see.
Before the season, he was on the up and up. It's just our D-line I don't know what the deal is. They are they create a ton of pressure. George is getting the pressure. He's just not finishing. He's not getting the sacks he needs. He's not. So that's the frustrating part, is he's getting, like, the same pressure as, like, an Aiden Hutchinson is, but he's not. I don't know. They got to get it together on the D-line. That's all I know. They got to. Got to get it together.
No excuses. Yeah. Like, they have to. They actually have to, because there's no way that the Bills had 21 points going into halftime. And that's the most that we've let any team
score. Punt return legend. Punt return legend.
Stop acting like, hey, yeah. Y'all know how I feel about the Kadarius Toney situation. Like, that was a fluke and a joke. And you can't take that serious. Like, get it out of here. Like, calm down. Calm down. Anyway.
All right. So to finish, Bills, Chiefs. The Chiefs.
Yeah, we didn't. Okay. We didn't talk about the offense at all. We only talked about the defense.
What I want to say, it's so frustrating because I genuinely felt like this year was that year to kind of break the streak of losing in the regular season. It felt like it should be. Our offense had been rolling, especially with Rasheed back. It just kind of felt like we found a groove. I genuinely don't know what our game plan was going into that game. Offense, defense, I guess you can include special teams. Like, nothing felt cohesive. Nothing felt like it was working. We obviously didn't have Pacheco, but it's like we abandoned the run right away. Then Juwan Taylor went out. We had to have Wanya Morrison. Their D line has been pathetic as ours. Actually showed up and did a number on us. Mahomes did not have much time to get comfortable. Their rookie said his goal, it was his first game back. He said his goal was to pick off Patrick Mahomes. He did. He picked him off. Absolutely. So, you know, it finally felt like it was going to be the time we'd win this game. We barely got Worthy involved, barely got Hollywood involved, it felt like hardly any of the receivers involved. Patrick had one of his worst career games ever, which is just like, why? I mean, I think you said this to me offline, was that it kind of felt like the Super Bowl again in a weird way. Like, it felt like we were moving the ball better, but like not a ton. We kept the score closer. But yeah, the O-line, it was just a really bad game. The good news is Josh Simmons is back in the building. He is back to practice this week, so we need him versus Broncos D-line, because if the Bills D-line could do that to us, God only knows what the Broncos D-line could do. So, because they have the most sacks in the league this year, and we're going to need the help there. So, I don't know. The whole game plan overall was just atrocious. We got out-coached on every level. Bills just showed up to play. They played like they wanted it. And they hadn't – what's funny about the Bills is, like, you know, they play it like it's their Super Bowl every season. And I say that every year. And it remains true. because we all saw what the Dolphins just did to the Bills this past Sunday, where they just annihilated them. And they ran the ball down their throats. And Devon Achane had like 200 plus yards, 2 touchdowns. We did not bother to run the ball when the Bills have like the worst run defense in the league.
And I think Paul is going to change that.
But that's where I'm like, I don't even know if he would. It's just the fact that we go away from the run. The fact that we go away from the run like that is so beyond frustrating. You have to make the team respect your run game, or
you're not surprised. This isn't new.
No.
This has been year after year after year. You're not surprised that we abandoned the run game.
I'm annoyed.
You're not surprised. So, like, I don't understand why y'all hold on to that, because it does not change. That is who Andy Reid is. He does not stick to the run game. He is a West Coast offense coach. That means he's trying to throw the ball.
You have the best quarterback in the league. You should be able to throw it. You have a plethora of weapons. But, like, if they don't respect your run game, they're going to take away your weapons just like that. And that's exactly what they did. And they knew exactly. Our game plan was incredibly predictable. Like,
I don't even know if it was necessarily vanilla.
It was predictable. That doesn't mean vanilla, but it was predictable.
I don't know if it's predictable either. We played the Bills damn near 2 times a year, every single year. It's like playing a division game at this point. Imagine thinking that they're not sitting down watching film on us consistently nonstop, like it's the Bills or like the Broncos or the Raiders. That's what the Bills are going to do. We played them pretty much almost like they are a division game. So, of course, they know everything about Patrick. They know everything about this offensive line. They know everything about this offense. And if your coaching staff cannot adjust like they can adjust, then that's more of a problem on us than them.
DG's on my favorite conspiracy. Now, I go by this conspiracy pretty much every year. Is that
but see, it's hard
not to show everything. But, okay, wait, wait. But I want to say.
Twice a year, every year. No, you've shown it everything. You've shown it everything. Andy Reid's not going
to this is the season we could not afford to lose this game, I don't think. Because you're already out of the playoffs. Like, you needed to win this game, and you needed to show a little more. And so while I do love this take, it's my one of my favorite takes, I think this wasn't the game to just hold back. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you lost three games before going in there.
Yeah, you couldn't.
I think they tried to do everything in their power to win, and they just looked terrible. It also gives that they kind of gave up at the back half of the game. And Patrick went into Superman, which is annoying, but I respect him because I've seen him be Superman for years and get out of it, and they couldn't adjust. I also think I meant to say this. We didn't have a show last week. I think Xavier Worthy's still a little hurt. I don't think he's 100%. And so I know that he's been dealing with like an ankle injury and like the shoulder thing. Whatever.
Fans have been weird this week, like turning on him too. And I'm like, no.
I love Xavier Worthy.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
So happy that he is on this team and what he's going to do for the next few seasons. But I think he's hurt. I think he's not 100%. And I think they understand how impactful when Xavier Worthy is on the field, it's going to open up your playbook. So I think they understand the importance of him just kind of being out there. But Zay normally always is able to create really insane separation, and he did not that much in the Bills game, which is why I still think that ankle injury from even back to the Jazz game is still triggering him. Because they always can create separation, and he did not really create that much separation in this game or the game prior either. He's still fast as hell. But he usually he seems just like a tick off, which is
letting
me know that maybe he's not 100% healthy. I mean, long play rides, weather changes, all of that can really just affect So
I agree.
Everybody needs to be 100% healthy, which that is just going to come over time. Like, this bye week was probably something that was really
so
good for him.
Good.
Yeah. But they're also traveling to Denver in elevated temperatures, and it's cold. It's freezing in the Midwest right now. Like, there's snow happening all around us. So who knows what it's going to be like when they get to Denver later this week. But that's just kind of my Xavier Worthy take. I think Hollywood Brown is, you know, doing just kind of what's expected of him. I don't think they have, like, a huge role for him right now. But when you're able to have all those guys on the field, it's going to open up that playbook. But they need to be able to take advantage of that. I also don't like that Patrick is starting to treat Rashee Rice like he does Travis Kelce. So Travis Kelce 2024 was Patrick's security blanket. He's clearly doing that now with Rashee Rice.
And yeah.
You feel it. You feel Pat only looking for Rashee. You feel Pat only trying to target Rashee when there were several times in that game where Travis was wide ass open.
It's very interesting because – and that's the thing, too, is, like, he has that trust with Travis. So it's very interesting to me that.
Well, his O-line couldn't protect him, so he was trying to get
right. And that's true. And we had a lot of O-line injuries that game. Kingsley went out for a bit. Trey wasn't at full strength. Obviously, Juwan went out. Yeah. Jalen Moore isn't our usual star. I mean, it just, like, the So I think the bye week will be huge for this team because I think it's a lot of minor stuff they all had. And I think a lot of that could be really, really helped with rest. Rest is the best recovery you can have. So
it's just really unfortunate because they were beaten for three solid weeks and then went to the Bills and everything that they have kind of like created and built. Yeah.
All that momentum. Momentum's a real thing. And
for 21 days, y'all were beaten ass. And then y'all went to the Bills and forgot how to play football.
Once again. So, yeah.
That doesn't work for me.
It doesn't make sense. And I feel like we had a good – now, I love Rashee, and I'm glad he's back. But I agree with you in that it does feel like obviously they want him to be a wide receiver one, but they're like desperate for him to be that right off the bat. And I think you kind of have to just rework him back into the game plans, because look what we did to the Lions the week before when Rashi wasn't on there. And we beat them, what, 30? I don't know what it was, 30-something to 17? I don't know. But regardless, we had good offensive game plans before Rashi was back. So I feel like it is like kind of forcing him back into the offense rather than letting it just work like naturally. And I think it needs to get more back to just the natural feel of him in our game plans. And utilizing all the weapons. Like if Rashi isn't open, get that ball to Xavier, get the ball to Travis, get the ball to Juju. You know, you can trust all of them. So
he has to be better at decision-making.
Yeah.
He sometimes,
I don't know if he just like feels a pressure from like the EGE and just getting Rashi back.
I think he feels the pressure of his pocket collapse.
I mean, that was a huge part.
What did I just kick? Sorry, I am like struggling over here. Let's go ahead and get into that. Really hurt. Let's go ahead and get into Chiefs Broncos. Of course, I can know this game. Like this game is almost identical to the Bills game every year. You know it's gonna be on CBS. You know it's gonna be at 3:25. You know Tony Romo's going to do it every time. It doesn't matter if it's in Kansas City. Doesn't matter if it's in Denver. It's going to be the 3 o'clock game at 3:25, and we got to listen to annoying-ass Tony Romo and his crew. I will be watching this game on mute, just like I watched the Bills game on mute, which was fantastic, by the way. I love that. So we go to Mile High this week. Like I said, the weather has been weird. It has been freezing cold, but then like today it got up to like this morning it was like 15 degrees and then by the afternoon it was like, and then, so I don't know what the weather is in Denver this weekend. Now I have to look.
Yeah. So
the Chiefs go to Denver this week. Oh, I have it right here because I was just there not long ago. It's supposed to be 64 and sunny on Sunday, so we'll see.
Wow. Okay. Well,
it'll probably be nicer there than here. We'll see. Kansas City's 63 and sunny, so we still have better weather. No, but we go to Mile High this week. Now, we've seen what just happened to the Broncos Thursday? What was that?
Thursday.
That game, Thursday.
Disgusting Thursday night football game against the Raiders. Horrible.
So here's my thing. I hate the Broncos. Okay.
Despise. It's
hard for me to talk about them having all these one score games when it was literally the Chiefs last year. And I was like, y'all don't us. The better team always finds a way to win. I yelled that, I feel like, all last year when we were on that 15-2 run. So it's really annoying to see the Broncos winning games barely by something stupid that happened, because that was literally us last year.
I know.
Yeah. I'm not going to give them respect and say, like, I respect them for that. But, hey, you're 8-2, and it is what it is. Like, you're 8-2. Okay, we're 5-4. 3-4. What's our record? 5-4?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Like, there's – The thing I don't understand is we're a 5-4 football team and we're still one of the Super Bowl favorites. And I'm like, we're literally not.
Every week we are a Super Bowl favorite.
We're not in the playoffs right now. If it ended today, we're not in it.
I understand. History shows what we should be, and I think we can get there. But this feels, I'm sorry to say it, but this feels like a must-win game for me.
The next three games are must-win.
Yeah, like these are must-win
games. Win out.
Pretty much.
Best of luck, babe. Y'all gonna win every game going forward. Here's my thing. I know we're getting ready to talk about this game. Everybody's like, well, it's okay. The Chiefs are fine. They still got to play the Broncos twice, the Chargers again, the Raiders again. Here's what I need everybody to realize. Like, yeah, you're not wrong. Yes, we still have to play all of those games. The Chiefs have to win because, don't know if you haven't noticed, but the Raiders are not, the Colts are not losing football games. The Rams are not losing. the Patriots are not losing so it doesn't matter if the Chiefs win or lose, because literally the teams around them are not losing. So you can't. The Jags lost, and they're still ahead of us. You know why? Because we lost to that football
team. Exactly.
So it doesn't matter what happens. The Chiefs not only have to win out, but they have to pray that the people around them start losing.
And they have to, like, start dropping a game or two. Otherwise, we are screwed, and we have to also win out.
Don't know if you've seen the rest of the Colts schedule, the Patriots schedule, there's teams that are not – their schedules are easy. The Chiefs have the hard schedule. Yeah. It does get lighter.
Still, even the Ravens schedule gets a bit easier. The Chiefs, pretty much our only easy game left – our only easy game left is the Titans.
The Ravens schedule, the Bills schedule, the Colts schedule, the Patriots schedule. Everybody's schedule is easy. Sorry. We got to be, where's your confidence level?
If we win the next two games, very high.
The Chiefs definitely need to figure out a way to beat the Broncos and the Colts, but then they can't do something like lose to Tennessee. Like, you can't drop games that you have to go and win. I can be as confident as I want to be in this team. I can be very, very confident in this team. Do I think they're about to get their shit together? Yes. But if the teams around them don't start losing, I don't think people understand the severity of that.
Yeah.
They have to start losing. What if the Broncos lose to us and then they win out? They're 2.5 games ahead of us right now. So it's like, it won't matter. Fine, we'll lose the division. Don't care. Great. But we need to be able to
still get away. At this point, it's just about making the playoffs. I don't even care about winning the division. Y'all kind of kissed that away. But
people got to realize that two teams might come out of the AFC East. The Bills and the Patriots might come out of there.
It's very likely. And it's very.
Why not actually sit down and look at the AFC? For real. For real. The Chiefs are about to blow it. The Broncos could – listen, do I really think the Broncos are going to win out? That's the question that we just asked for the people listening and not watching. Well, they're 8-2, and they keep winning dumbass games that they should. So –
that's the problem, is they could have, two or three other losses, but instead –
should be losing.
Literally would have won the Raiders, or they would have lost the Raiders game if the stupid Raiders touchdown wasn't taken off the board.
They would have literally lost. What's the game with the field goal? They've had two of those this year. Come on, y'all. So no, I don't think the Broncos are a good football team at all.
I think their defense is elite. I think their offense is fraudulent.
Their defense is elite when they have
PS2.
What do you do when you're not? When you don't have PS2.
They are going to come at us full force this Sunday. They are going to play the game of their lives. Bo Nix is going to try to play out of his mind because he hears all the talk of the last few weeks, and they all hear it. And
yes,
I'm sure they're tired of it. Jody's christening her new apartment.
Open up a diamond.
I think if we make the playoffs, I don't fear a lot of teams. It's just about getting there. And I think the Broncos will be exposed in the playoffs. I think teams like that will be exposed, but I think the Chiefs have to do everything they can to get there. And that you have to get rid of the cutesy shit. Sorry for my language, but you have to get rid of the cutesy shit right now. And you have to play serious football, and you have to play like you actually want to get to the playoffs.
I think the Jags are going to lose some games. So that's the bright spot. I think the Jags are going to lose some games. You know what? Hey, maybe we'll get the 7th. Maybe we can work our way up to the 6th seed, depending on how many games.
I think we can.
I do think the Jags are going to lose some games. They're 5-4 right now. They're not a good team. Travis Hunter is out. They're probably going to start selling here soon.
I agree with this comment. The AFC West. Three teams in, North and South, only getting one. That's probably accurate, depending on how the Steelers do.
Oh, yeah, I don't think the Steelers are going to make it. Sorry, I'm like pulling something up right now as we speak. I think the East gets two teams in though. I think the Patriots and the Bills get in. They're both in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
they'll both be in.
The Patriots are going to keep rolling. Like, and now, I just have to look at the Patriots schedule. Like,
I've been looking at them. I've been looking at all the schedules today. I'm like, okay, who do they have to play? Who do we? It's.
Let me tell you the Patriots' next four games. Jets, Bengals, Lions, Bills.
Lions.
They already beat the Bills. They beat the Bills in Buffalo. Don't know if y'all remember that. This is a home game, okay? And then they still have to play.
They're sweeping the Bills.
They still have to play the Jets and the Dolphins again. So to say that the Patriots are probably going to get in. I don't see how they don't. And Drake May has been good.
Oh, Patriots are absolutely going to be in the playoffs, no doubt.
And I hate it. I have a friend on Twitter that is a big Patriots fan, and we cuss at each other every other day. He's like, I'm better than yours. And I'm like.
But truly, we are the leader. We are the. We control our own destiny. Like, it has to be us. And we
Patriots fans.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Brady is there. You would have thought Tom Brady was back.
Oh, my God. The way they're acting, you would think Tom Brady is reincarnated. It's insane.
I mean, I love.
And I like Drake May. I love Drake May.
Let me.
Oh, man.
I know we're about to talk about the Bills, but the. Sorry, Broncos. The Bills next four. Bucks, Texans, Steelers, Bengals. So, yeah. They got to play the Jets again. They got to play the Browns again. The Browns could possibly beat them, though, because their defense might kill them. But, no, I definitely think the Jags are going to figure out a way to fumble this and get out. So I'm not really worried about that. I think the Steelers are going to possibly figure out a way to fumble this and they'll end up out as well. Their next four are Bengals, Bears, Bills, Ravens. And then they still got to play like Lions, Ravens. Like they got to play the Ravens twice. So the Steelers could find a way to trick their way out of this. So, yeah, there's 3-8-2 teams in the AFC.
And we have 5-4.
Yeah.
Cute. Cute.
So, the Broncos, let's kind of get into it.
All of a sudden, the season's just, like, going up quickly. So, I'm like, all right. One game at a time, though. Get into the Broncos game.
So, Pat Surtain is still out for this week, right? He's on, like,
Correct. Or something. Correct.
So that will be the offense's like saving grace because one of the best safeties in the league will not be out there. Bless. Like, hope he gets well though, because I actually love him as a player.
Yeah, so he's a great player. But
he's incredible. Just not when you're playing the Chiefs.
J.K. Dobbins is pretty much going to be out.
Oh, is he? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's huge for us, which I don't wish injury on any of these players. It's just what is happening and how it can benefit the Chiefs in this game. So
that sucks.
Yeah, so J.K. Dobbins is out last week with like a foot injury, I believe. Ankle foot injury. He might be out a few weeks. Awesome. And then Alex Singleton? Yeah. He's one of their good linebackers. He actually sadly, I saw underwent surgery for testicular cancer this past week.
Oh, yeah. He got randomly drug tested. That's what happened. He got randomly drug tested, and during the drug test, they seen that he has some type of
cancer. Wow.
Yeah. Like, shout out to the drug test, I guess.
Okay.
But also, like, that's how they found out that he had that.
That's, was like, okay, I didn't know that detail. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's, it's like, shout out to the NFL for drug testing him.
Wow. Alrighty. So he's out for a little while, but I mean, I'm glad he's recovering from that. That's crazy.
I'm glad that, I mean, anything, we talk about it all the time. Like, cancer is something that you can't play with. Like, you got to just go do your test every single year and stay on top of it, because you never know when it could just.
I mean, obviously, yeah. Seriously, you never know. Yeah.
Literally. So, okay, the Broncos. Bo Nix is going to. Now, I was listening to something earlier, and they were talking about how when you blitz Bo Nix, he's better. He's better when you blitz him versus when you don't blitz him. And I was like, what? And so then I had to like go look this up myself. The longer he holds the ball, the worse he is, because he kind of, I guess, panics on who should I.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense to me, because you would assume, because your pocket is so good and you have so much time to get rid of the ball, then you should be able to find the correct target, and that is correct. When he is in a panic mode, which is when we blitz, that is when he is the most accurate. So it's kind of like, how does Spack like prepare for something like
right.
that? Bo Nix is somebody who will definitely use his legs against you. He will definitely freestyle against you. He will absolutely throw a pick, maybe two. So if we know anything about Bo Nix, he's going to give the ball to the defense at least one or two times. And that's going to solely be all about, like, are you creating that pressure and are you getting in there and getting him on the ground, which is something I feel right. like we've been yelling for 10 weeks now. So I honestly think our secondary is going to be just fine against their offense. Can we stop the run? And I know it would be crazy for me to say that I don't believe that we can stop the run, because basically what have we done for, like, so long with stopping the run? But then I see like a James Cook who goes insane against us.
Now, luckily, we're not facing James Cook this week, and it's just going to be their rookie, RJ Harvey, who has been doing better.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I think we can. I think we can contain him. I think we can.
We should.
We should be able to.
We should. And so for me, it's just really hard. I have to see it. Like, I can't talk about what I expect to see from this defense when they show me what they showed me last week. So it's very much going to be like.
It's so hard. It's so week to week with them that, like, I don't know what version of them I'm going to get.
No.
Because, like, you know, against the Lions, they have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. We didn't allow them to do much of anything at all. And those are elite running backs, both of them.
I think it's really come down to the linebackers. Like, what type of coverage is, like, Spags going to have them in? Is Nick Bolton going to be – Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, Leo Chanel. Like, those three are absolutely the difference maker when it comes to the defense, especially with the front four. Like, you've
like
seen –
Like, when they are on, we have a great game. But when they're not –
Well, I just – I think it's really interesting to see, like, what Spags is going to do this week, because – there will be times where you'll see him send one of them on a blitz, or you'll see him make one of them be a spy, or you'll see him have one of them drop back in coverage and help like a corner. And I'm like, no, like, what are you doing there? So I don't really know like what the game plan is going to be from Spags this week. Now, I will say they embarrassed us week 18 last year. So while we were winning,
you can't take anything from that.
While we were winning three games in a row, I was like, okay, I think the Chiefs are ready to go belt to ass on the Broncos, because Andy Reid's not going to forget what he did to our third and fourth string players last year in week 18. So I think he's ready to go and get that revenge. But now I'm just also kind of like, well, can we really perform to the level? Like, I don't think that. So if anything, this is the week where I feel like you should not have to overcomplicate, especially when it comes to the offense, because you should be able to have a successful game plan and get down the field. I feel like,
I mean,
the Bills game, I said specifically, the offense needs to be able to run the clock, and they need to be able to have long drive drills, and they need to be able to keep Pat on the field and keep Josh off the field. That's how you're going to win the game. And that did not happen. There were several times when there were three and outs. I feel like in this game with the defense, it's going to be a matter of I know that they say that he is better when it is no blitz, but no, I think you need to hit him. Like, I think it's going to be a situation where you kind of got to get Bo Nix rattled, and then the moment when you get him rattled, that's kind of when he'll start playing hero ball, because Bo Nix will throw the ball down the field and throw that pick, and he'll panic. you see it every single week. And I think they need to kind of create that type of conversion with him.
And I think the thing is like, we don't play a ton of zone, but that's what the Raiders excel in, is they do play a lot of zone, and they played it very well against him. And that's what Bo Nix struggles against. So I think if Spags can incorporate that a bit, I think the Raiders just showed you the blueprints on what to do to stop their or slow down their offense a ton, because the Raiders defense is not that great, but
I mean, they got Max Crosby.
They're all right. I mean, they're fine, but
he's pretty damn good. The rest of them.
Yes. But,
I'll give Max Crosby his credit.
Of course. Of course. I love Max Crosby, but
please.
You know, I think there's ways to slow them down. You just have to take advantage of it. And you have,
you know,
to.
And I think it's all going to be about like the secondary too. Like what is, like, I think I'm not worried about, course, like Trent McDuffie. Jalen Watson's going to be interesting. He was pretty okay in the Bills game. He wasn't great, but he was pretty okay. Brian Cook was kind of in that game. He started off high and it dwindled down really, really fast. I also think that, like, there's opportunity, like, one, Jaden Hicks, like, why haven't we seen him? But I don't know if that's going to ramp up either. Like, I know that he plays man a lot better and he should be out there, but that doesn't mean that Spags is going to play him now because it's week 10. That could be the, we know what Jaden Hicks can do, we don't want to put film out on him, blah 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 blah, because he's
right.
But still, at the same time, it's like, well, you can't let your secondary get torched.
I
do think that, what's that man's name? Sean Payton, God bless. I was like, what is his name? Oh, I almost called him Eli. But I do think that Sean Payton is going to play very aggressive against us. I think he's going to be incredibly aggressive. He's going to go for fourth down.
Absolutely.
He's going to stretch the field as much as he possibly can. So it's really going to be, I think Bo Nix is going to use his legs a lot in this game too. I think he's going to run, and we're going to need to be able to stop him. So, I mean, I can see a way to be extremely creative in this game. Of course, the very next time we play them will be Christmas at Arrowhead. So it's like, what? That's what makes it so interesting, because the next time we play them is in prime time and it's in Kansas City. So it's like, how much do you want to give right now? Because we're going to see them literally.
I don't think you have a choice. You have, I mean, both teams need to give a lot right now.
Yeah, but I mean, the Broncos are 8-2. The Chiefs are 5-4. Yeah, Broncos can't afford a loss.
Right.
They cannot. You know what I mean? So.
But I think they also know that the Chiefs are going to be your threat ultimately. I mean.
You know what's funny? Do you know the Patriots have also won their division? Sorry. The Bills have also won their division, I think, the last 9 years in a row, too. Do you know that?
I don't think it's – is it 8? I don't think it's as many as us.
I thought it was 9. I'm most positive it's 9, because I was like, no way.
I don't think it's as many as us. Hold on. Maybe.
I could be very wrong, but I'm almost positive.
No, because Brady won it while we won it. So it has to be like 7 or 8.
I heard 9 today on sports radio. I could be wrong. And I was just like, huh, that's interesting. Really? Are we sure? But anyway, I also was kind of like, I don't care, because it's the Patriots. I meant the Bills. Same thing. About the offense, I feel like
their streak right now is only 5.
Oh, I heard 9. Okay.
2020, 2021, 22, 23, 24.
Oh, yeah, I really don't care. I just heard it on sports radio.
I was like, I don't think they wanted as many of us.
I was like, huh. I went, huh, really? Oh, okay, cool. Now, Josh Simmons is back, but we haven't got the green light on if he's actually going to play this week or not. So that'll be very interesting to see. I do think that he will play. But I really just think it's truly dependent on what practice looks like for them this week. It could be a situation where, hey, we're just going to let you be the backup this week. You're going to suit up and get ready. And then, you know, we might save you for the Colts game, which would be very important for him to be there for that. But Josh Simmons is back. We don't know if he's active. Trey Smith should be ready to go. Not really sure what's going on with Juwan Taylor and that knee, ankle, whatever. And then Kingsley was pretty good last game. Is he fully healthy? I know he kind of got like a little nicked up.
I think he'll be good to go.
I'm sure he's fine. Yeah. It was just something small. So, yeah. You know, what is this offensive line going to do for Patrick Mahomes? Because the Broncos defense is going to be flying around. And they're blitz him. And you they're going to get.
Do you want to get into our keys of the game?
Okay.
I feel like we're leading into that. Do we want to get into that?
Yeah. Where I'm going, just talking about the
offense. Okay. Yeah.
I also think it's important that is my laptop about to die? Oh my Lord, that's not great. Yep, it is.
Plug it in.
I don't even have a freaking. Okay, give me a moment.
You don't have a plug.
It's not where I'm sitting. It's literally on the complete opposite side of where I'm sitting. We'll figure it out. It's fine. But what is the offense going to do this week? So I think that there's a lot of things that need to be taken away. Not one, the offensive line has to be there for Pat. He cannot have a moment of, I don't want to say insecurity, but he can't have any moments of, I don't know. Like, I can't trust this
offensive line. Don't trust you.
Fall out fast. He can't be Superman early in the game.
Because he gets very, and I don't know if it stems from last season, the last two seasons. I don't know what it is, but he gets very in his own head very quickly.
Oh, he loses trust real fast.
And it's not like, and it's funny because he'll never, ever, ever say that he always says, like, he will stick up for his guys every time. Like, no, like, I trust any one of them to step in there and do the job, whatever. But you can see it as soon as Juwan's out, as soon as Trey's out, as soon as Kingsley's out. He's like,
oh, he don't want to get hit.
So we saw that last week versus the Bills, and this Broncos D-line is getting after everyone, and they are taking
the ball. So I think that's why it's like, okay, well, where's Josh at? How is he? Has he been working out in these last few weeks where we haven't seen?
So Andy said in his Andy said yesterday he has been working out, but he wouldn't elaborate. So
yeah. Andy Reid always lies about it. So everything he says, I take it with a grain of salt.
I know.
He can say whatever he wants to say for the media to make us happy, but that doesn't – you're supposed to go out there and say that. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to reassure us and tell us that he's in
great health. Right.
Which – and I'm sure he is. But also, like, you haven't been in game mode in weeks, and that's different from working out. You know what? I just realized we forgot to talk about Mecole Hardman going to the Bills. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. That randomly happened.
Crazy. It's giving me tell us everything you know. Well, anyway, that doesn't matter. So it's going to be able to hold up so Patrick can – there's lots of things that have to happen in this game. What is Andy Reid going to do from a running back perspective? Are you going to trust Brashear and give him multiple carries this game? You have to. I don't think Isaiah Pacheco was playing this week. If he did, that would be fantastic. I feel like they may give him another week and hold him for the Colts game. But if Kareem Hunt, we've seen what he's done several times against the Bills. He can come out here and have a great game against them. But it's like, what are you going to do from a running back perspective? So is this a game where you're already going to give up on the running game quickly, and then that means that he's going to had a hero ball, and he's gonna throw the ball 40 times in this game. Would hate to see that, but
yeah. Well, and I think what's frustrating and for a lot of people is once again Elijah Mitchell, healthy scratch. We gave him $2 million.
Why did he get traded? What the hell?
And it's just, and then we elevate Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and he gets actual snaps and actual carries in the game versus the Bill. Like, I don't know.
What's the best guy?
It's so there's such homers on this team. It drives me crazy sometimes that, like, you got Elijah Mitchell in the offseason for a reason. Why not just try to utilize him? He was talented on the Niners when not injured, and he's healthy right now. So I don't get, like, not even giving him a chance. He's on your active roster. Like, you might as well.
I don't understand what it's about. It's actually very incredibly annoying. I don't want to hear that they're saving him for next season either. Like, no, I don't think it's any of that. It's so funny because his wife absolutely got on Twitter and was like, my husband is just
awesome. Right.
That means he definitely play football. Y'all are just choosing not to play him. So I don't know what that is about at all.
Which is also annoying.
Maybe this is the week where we do see him. Who knows? But I mean, I think they're very much going to lean on their three. I don't think we're going to see him. That's my point. I think they're very much going to lean on Kareem, Clyde, Rashard. I think they're going to lean on those three this week, but I also very much think that they're not going to stick to the run game either. I think the Denver's front is really good. And who knows if we're able to even, like, you know, read gaps correctly. And who knows if we're actually going to, like, run behind your tackle, run behind your guard. And
we just need our O-line to stay intact, and then I feel like Kareem gives us our best shot at success in the run game. Rashard has flashes, but, like, I don't know what to.
It's hard to know because they're not consistent with the running game. So you're never going to know what his game is like because they literally aren't consistent with it. So moving past that, it's also going to be a big deal to see, like, how, because we played them again, what does that look like this week? Is this game plan going to feel like a lot like what it felt like with the Bills? I pray
we look like a competent football team because we looked like we had no idea what we were doing last week on either side of the ball. It was horrible. So,
you know what? So we built to ask the Raiders. Yeah. The teams that we lost to are teams that we're probably going to have to play again, right? We lost to the Chargers. We lost to the Eagles, we lost to Buffalo. We're probably going to see all of those teams again. Should not have lost to Jacksonville. We're never going to see them again this year. Three out of the four teams that we lost to, we're probably going to see again this year. So that makes me very concerned about what this game looks like going against Broncos. We're going to have to see them again. And it could be a situation to where they see each other in the playoffs.
Who, the Chiefs and Broncos?
Yeah. Depending on how the seeding goes.
I mean, that's what happened. Like, that's happened in the AFC North a lot the last few years. That could definitely happen for the AFC West.
We've played three times this year.
God, please help me. No.
The game plan this week could be very much like... Now, I will say this. One thing that annoys
me. I'm taking a shot for that.
One thing that annoys me is sometimes Patrick forgets that he can always use his check down. There's always a guy that's right in front of you that you can check down to keep drive going. I also think that some of the play calling was just really bad. Like, back to the Bills game, pissed that we went for 4th-and-17, but not 4th-and-goal. So I think that, like, there's a lot of indecisive things that coaching has to be better at. Andy Reid needs to be better at. You're a veteran in this league. You have several rings. I expect coaching to be better. I expect you to be able to adjust a lot better. I expect you to be able to read the different defenses and the offenses and know, right, like, what your game plan is and how you're going to go against it, because what your game plan is going to change by the time we get to the second quarter.
And I feel like I feel like I've said it so many times this year already, but, like, I feel like they should be embarrassed. I feel like they should know that this is a must-win game. And I felt like that the first 2 weeks. Like, you came off the embarrassing Super Bowl. You should have been ready week one. You should have been absolutely ready week two versus the Eagles. But it's like there's been a little lack of something, and I don't know what it quite is, but they have to get – whatever that is, they have to get that out of their heads and realize that these are must-win games if they want to make it back to the playoffs, because you have to be able to adjust and you have to
I didn't think the core was going to reach the ball city.
They should be embarrassed off of that disgusting show of football versus the Bills, and then you had 2 weeks to sit on that. Like, should... There's no excuse for it to be a bad game plan. Absolutely zero. So I hate that the Broncos are also coming off of like a Thursday night football game because that's basically a half bye week. So that's unfortunate. But what can you do?
Well, and as much as I hate Sean Payton, he's a great coach.
Hate.
So, now, I will say this. We're going to Denver this week. Denver friends are crazy. I don't care how mad I am at the Chiefs, okay? I don't care. Well, I do care that they have four losses, okay? You're never going to see me boo this football team, ever. I'm never going to boo this football team. And the way that they were booing Bo Nix, the offense, he was – I was kind of listening to, like, one of his post games the other day. He was like, yeah, it's not the first time I've been booed. It's probably not the last time I'm going to be booed. Something along the lines like,
yeah, you
know, I know that they'll believe me one day, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, what the hell are y'all doing? Like, come on now, Broncos. Right. Like, I get the frustration that y'all have, but like, your quarterback's not going to be better if y'all don't put no confidence in him. So like, that's why, like, I don't care how bad the Chiefs look. I'm never going to boo them because of what the last few years have been like. Like, I get sometimes you have tough stretches and we're just kind of in one. But also, like, what the hell? So, no, back to the offense. The offense is just going to – I think one of the very first keys to winning this game – I think – sorry, I'm, like, thinking really hard. There's so many things. I think my very first key to the game is the coaching is going to, they're going to have to know how to adjust quickly. If the coaching can't adjust, whether it's the offense or the defense or the special teams, you're not going to win this game. So I can't even talk about players. I can't even talk about size of the football. It's literally the coaching. I think the Bills game showed me how bad the coaches looked from top to bottom. Yeah. Andy Reid, Spags. Well, like
they were like coaching scared. They were coaching scared. Like, don't coach scared. Your opponents are playing you like they're Super Bowl every single week. Do not coach down to them and don't coach scared. It's pathetic.
If the coaching cannot figure out ways to get, you're going to get punched in the mouth every now and then. Cool. How do you, like, defend yourself?
Right. So
how are you keeping your quarterback and your defensive tackle, like, how are you keeping them motivated and in the game so we don't lose the game? Like, Patrick has free will to do so many things, but he won't do it because he doesn't want to disrespect Andy. But then it's like Chris Jones. I know he will, like, give his speech, but, like, how are you sitting down with Spags and telling him what you're actually seeing so we can make adjustments, especially on the front four? If you feel like you're getting too much pressure, which, to be honest, he hasn't really been, like, triple teamed a lot lately because teams don't have to do that because they see how he's been playing.
So he's still double teamed a lot, but that's because the rest of our D-line is so lackluster.
So, yeah. But the thing is like, he's coming out on down, but he couldn't. Because he's old, and I get it. Like, you're old, your knee hurts, you're out of breath. I get it. But, like, how are you talking to Spags about, like, what it is you're seeing and what adjustments that need to be made? Like, you're playing on different sides of the line, and that's totally cool. But, like, you're still not getting to the quarterback. So, how are you going to get to the quarterback? You know what I mean? So,
right.
I think it's coaching. My very first key is coaching. If the coaching can't adjust and get their shit together and hold these dudes accountable, and they're going to get embarrassed by Denver.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to say...
Where's your first key?
I'm going to say... It's got to be trenches on both sides because their O-line is ranked one of the best pass protectors in the league this year. Their D-line is closing in on the quarterback every chance they get, and they are going to want to dominate Patrick Mahomes. And if our O-line cannot hold up, I just pray that they recovered during this bye week and they got their rest. They worked on what they needed to work on. Yeah, I think it's going to come down to how our O-line holds up, honestly. I think if our D-line can generate some pressure, it'll be great because Bo Nix, he's not been the same this year. But I think it's really going to come down to our O-line and just holding up and protecting Mahomes. I think we touched on it earlier, but when he gets in his head right away and doesn't trust what he has around him, he tends to get uncomfortable pretty quickly. So their goal is going to make him uncomfortable very quickly. We know what our O-line is capable of. We saw them they were fantastic for the first 5-6 weeks, whatever it was, till injuries started. Simmons had his stuff, you know, but I think getting Josh Simmons back will be huge. Hopefully he will play. Hopefully he's in game shape. I think there's a chance Jalen Moore could start the game, but hey, if he doesn't hold up, and I think you can put in Josh Simmons then, which is great.
I'm not mad about him starting the game either. I just think everybody else needs to be around. Yeah,
like, they all need to work as a unit to play very, very solid football, and I think they can. We've seen them be capable of it. So just do it. Y'all got to win this game. You don't have a choice. So
I think my second.
You can't go 5-5.
Shit. I think my second key to winning this game is you just gotta kind of also play clean football. You can't really afford to have any turnovers. You can't really afford to have any penalties. You can't really afford to. It's gonna be loud and hostile in Denver. I've been to a game in Denver. It's actually a lot of fun. It is very hostile. Every time you do not catch the ball or you drop the ball, they're gonna yell incomplete. Very annoying. Here through the
TV. Come, please.
So I'm gonna watch on mute. Okay. But you gotta play clean football. You can't give them the ball back. You can't keep getting turnovers. You also need to get out of third and long. Like, if you got them in a situation where it's third and long, you A, need to know that they're gonna go for fourth down, but you A, need to get the ball back as well. So you're gonna have to figure out a way to turn it up and get off the field, but you also need to make sure you're not giving them the ball, you're not giving them multiple opportunities and things of that nature. So no right. turnovers, no turnovers, no fumbles, and then get off the ball in third and fourth and long. Simple, yeah. Easy. I say simple and easy, like I'm the one out there playing defense, but also like y'all fucking notice.
I think eliminating their run game as best you can would be my second one, kind of piggybacking off what you just said. Eliminating their run game, making Bo Nix uncomfortable and making him have to make uncomfortable decisions, because they've had one touchdown in their past 17 possessions. They've punted more than any team in the league.
Yeah, which is
great. They've trailed more than any team in the league. So I think making him uncomfortable early and often and taking away their run game would be the most important thing you could do. Especially without J.K. Dobbins in, if you're going to have that advantage, take advantage of that, because like that is a huge advantage and y'all need any breaks you can get right now. So eliminate their run game as best you can and make Bo uncomfortable.
My last one is like the offense needs to just kind of get back to having fun. Like they did not look like they were having fun, and you need to be able to spread the ball out. You literally have all of these weapons. You have all of these guys who can go out here and be dominant. Patrick, this third point is to Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick needs to just kind of get back to being who he is. One, when Patrick uses his legs, it's a difference in the game. When Patrick needs to know that he can use his legs. Right. He can go get the first down if he needs to. He can go get the short and yardage whenever he needs to. He needs to be able to do that too. You got to break the habit of just always looking for Rashi Rice. And usually if Rashi Rice is not open, Travis is probably open because you can't double team both of them, right? So I want him to be able to look for all of his options. And if the option isn't there, just go for your check down. You can't throw the ball in a triple coverage because you're trying to get the ball to Rashi Rice. You can't do that.
Right.
And he did a lot of times in the Bills game. Just trying to force it to him and almost creating multiple turnovers. Yeah, the one, but almost creating multiple turnovers. You can't do that. So this time, this third point is really to Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's kind of got to get his head out of his ass and be like who he is. Like, you know who you are when you're on the field. And I know that sometimes not trusting your offensive line 100% can create this, like, panic. But he needs to know that he should just trust what's happening. He has to trust the process. And if he doesn't trust it, why don't you just go ahead and run through that B gap and go get first down? Like, you can go and do that, and that's okay. Like, there were several times in the Bills where Pat just used his legs. We were at first down.
Right.
He ain't hurt. He ain't injured. He's very healthy. Like, Pat, go run the ball. Use your legs.
Please. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Him in his own head has been his own worst enemy. And we've seen that. And when he can just play comfortable football, backyard football is when he's at his best. So I agree. Just get out of your own head. Don't overthink it. Play your backyard football that you're so good at, and you'll be right back at it. I think my final one is going to be taking advantage of their special teams. Their special teams is not the strongest unit in the league. Their punter has not been great. Their kicker's fine. but I think taking advantage of special teams would be huge for this game. I liked what we saw when they put Taekwon in the return game. Really liked that.
I love him. I'm so glad they didn't, but I thought Taekwon was gonna be a trade piece.
Oh, I didn't. Nah, I wasn't.
I did because he's.
I really didn't see that vision.
Could you imagine? Well, I was gonna say, could you imagine Taekwon Thornton on like the Bills? Like, could you imagine him?
No, they got Mecole. They got Mecole Hardman, and they're gonna like it. They got Mecole, and they're gonna like it.
I'm like, oh my god! I hope that they don't want our eighth string receiver.
But
he's great.
I really like him too. But I really like what we saw from him in the return game. So I say more of him. Take advantage of their special teams because you can use those yards to your advantage. Their punter, if you can make him uncomfortable, he sucks. So make him uncomfortable, Dave Tobe. Dave Tobe, we know what you're capable of in the past, and we know special teams have not been our strong suit this year, but, like, we can get there. So I think take advantage of special teams when you can, because we've played a lot of really great teams with great special teams. So I think this is one of their lackluster areas, and I think you got to take advantage where you can. So I'm going to say special teams. I'm going to throw them in there on this one. Hopefully it's not too windy or anything. Crazy.
Lord in heaven. Let's get into sponsor. Hey, download Underdog Fantasy and use promo code KingQueens. Make sure you download Underdog Fantasy and use promo code KingQueens. So let me tell y'all something cool that kind of just happened. And I noticed this on Sunday when I was getting ready to put in a ticket. Because, you know, shout out to Underdog. You know you can now pick teams to win. So prior, you could only pick player props, right? So it was either like Rashee Rice is going to have 4.5 targets. Rashee Rice is going to have an anytime touchdown. Rashee Rice is going to have this many yards. You can now pick the Chiefs to win. So make sure you download Underdog Fantasy Promo. They have been doing all kinds of different promotions and boosts. They've been giving them away like hotcakes on the weekends, especially on Sundays. So make sure you download Underdog Fantasy and use the promo code KingsQueens. If you're following us on Twitter, please know that it is at the top. You can click on the link and it'll take you directly to the app and you can do it from there. So download Underdog Fantasy and use promo code King of Queens. Thanks, y'all. On top of that, if you are listening right now on YouTube, I need you to take a second to like the episode. Please, I believe if you're on YouTube, you can literally swipe down in the comments right now and there's going to be a spot where you could do like a little thumbs up. If you click on that, it'll like this episode, so make sure that you are liking. Shout out to everybody who has been super interactive with us in the comments. We see y'all, we appreciate y'all, we are super grateful for y'all. Keep talking to us, but make sure you like this episode, share this episode, subscribe to the podcast if you not have not done any of those things. Super grateful for y'all, and we really appreciate y'all. All right,
agreed.
I'm trying to talk about some of the games that are happening this week on week 11.
Good game.
Games. There's some good slates. there's some good slates. There's some good games happening in this slate this week. And then after we get into that, we can kind of talk about our score predictions for Broncos Chiefs. Yes. So the NFL is going to Madrid because one thing that they love is going international and not staying in the United States.
Still, yeah.
Commanders at Dolphins, which I feel like, didn't the Dolphins already go international this year? No?
Not yet. They always do, though. Like, every season, I feel like they go, but not.
God bless.
Not yet, yeah.
Is Jaden Daniels back this week?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so the Dolphins will probably.
Dolphins are off. They're off a hot win.
So they'll probably lose.
But then the Commanders have kind of sucked. So, like, actually, I don't know what to expect of this game at all.
I'm just going to go ahead and pick the Dolphins to win this. I don't really care.
I feel like they're going to sit on their little hot streak and, like, I don't know.
If Jaden Daniels isn't playing, I'm sad. So, there's that.
Yeah.
The very next game at noon is Chargers at Jags. Hey, Jags, you got the chance to do something fun. You know how you beat the Chiefs?
Jags fan.
Deliver that same energy.
Can this be Super Bowl number two for y'all? Or, like, remember the playoffs when y'all beat them? Remember they almost beat you and then you went and beat them? Let's do that again.
Literally. Please. I'm picking the Chargers to win this game, and I really hate it.
The only saving grace I think we could have is that the Chargers, when they're on a long travel day on a noon game and it's like 8 a.m., 6 a.m. for them, whatever.
Maybe. That's
our only. Listen, I'll go Jags just for fun.
YOLO. Next game, Bucks at Bills. You know, I'm a good Baker Mayfield fan.
I am too.
But the Bills are
they just don't lose at home is the problem.
Yeah, they're like undefeated at home. That was us last
year.
Except
to the Patriots. They lost to the Patriots.
The Chiefs were undefeated at home and then started the season. Sure. Baker knows how to play in the cold. He did play for Cleveland. You know, I think I'm going Bucks.
I feel like they're due for a win.
I think I'm going Bucks because I'm going Bucks. The Bills just got it. So they probably will win.
I know. But the Bucks also just got embarrassed at home. So, you know, maybe.
But people have higher expectations for them.
What?
Steelers. Hey, Bengals.
Oh, I didn't even make my pick. But I'll say Bucks, I guess.
My bad. I heard Bucks. Next game, Bengals at Steelers. Sorry, I'm deleting stuff. I think the Bengals can beat the Steelers this week.
So Joe Burrow, his practice window has officially opened, which is crazy to me.
21 but, days.
You know, their offense can do it. It's their defense I don't understand. They're horrid. They're horrible. So I'm like, even if your offense can get it done these next few weeks, your defense isn't going to get anything done for you. So
they got it lit. Well, he don't want to go nowhere. He got paid.
It's Battle of the Unks once again. It's Joey Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. Who won the last one? Joe Flacco pulled it off?
Yeah.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers pulls. I'll give it to the Steelers.
Aaron Rodgers also got embarrassed last week.
I know. And I just think the Bengals defense just doesn't do it for me, where I think the Steelers defense is going to be embarrassed from their last week performance and probably try to get their crap together. So. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm going Bucks. Oh, shit. Bengals. I'm going Bengals this week. I'm going Bengals for this game. I'm actually really excited for this game. Seahawks and Rams. That is going to be a banger.
That was a great game.
What the? I'm going to have to multi-view it. I'm going to have to multi-view the Chiefs game because I got to watch Seahawks-Rams.
I know. It's at the same time. I hate that. That's horrible.
I usually don't multi-view Chiefs games.
I'll probably just – I can't. I'll just have to rewatch highlights after. But I'm too locked in. But Seahawks at Rams, and then they still have Rams at Seahawks later in the season. Do we think they kind of split the Seahawks series? Do we think they split the series?
Maybe.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then I think the Seahawks would win at home.
Maybe.
The Rams are really good, too. The Rams are really good, too.
But Davante Adams kind of got nicked up last game. I don't know what's going on there.
Did he?
Puka's been great, though. Matthew Stafford has been good. So, I mean, I don't know. I got the Seahawks winning this week.
I know. They're on such a hot streak. I kind of want to take them too. But I really like the Rams as well. That's a – wow. Yeah. I don't know.
Boy, Seahawks.
I kind of want to go Seahawks too. No, I'm going to go Rams. I'm going to take Rams at home. And then I'm going to go Seahawks when they play it at Seattle.
Last game, Lions at Eagles, Sunday Night Football.
I'm going to go Lions.
The Eagles are not.
Eagles are unserious. They just scored 10 points.
Not a good football team.
Their defense looked good, but then the offense just couldn't get it together. I think the Lions are kind of finding their stride, kind of on the hot streak, I think. I'm going to take the Lions.
I still think the Lions are just the most sensitive. Dan Campbell took over offense last week.
They're the most sensitive.
I don't know if you saw that, Dan Campbell.
Yeah. He's kind of been doing that throughout the season, which is interesting. But
he was like, our OC is our OC. I'm just taking over play calling. He's like, okay. The Lions need to win this game. They need this game. Because they're kind of falling. They're not falling behind in the NFC, but like
the Bears are climbing in, so.
Hey, shout out to the Bears. I do not like Caleb Williams, but I love Luther Burden. So, mm-hmm. I don't know who's winning this game. I'm going to go Lions. If the Eagles can't put up more than 10 points, I probably lose. Okay, Chiefs Broncos. Kansas City goes to Denver. What's your score prediction? Who wins?
Chiefs. They have to. I'm going to say we're going to make a statement. There's a loud crash behind me. I'm going to go 24 to 13. Chiefs.
I don't know.
I'm never right, so I just, you know, I just say whatever.
Let me look something up. The Chiefs have to win, so even if I wanted to literally not say them, I can't because they're desperate. I want to know what's the spread for this game? Have they said? I mean,
I think we're like 2.5 or 3-point favorites or something.
Of course we are. Why the hell are we?
Well, because we, you know, politics.
Literally.
Vegas.
Definitely Vegas. I want to know what it is. Oh, everything's dying. I have like 6% battery. Jesus Christ.
We're a 3.5 favorite.
Yeah, I was just pulling that up. So, I don't know. It'll probably be like 24-21. So, I'm going to go 24-21 Chiefs.
Yep.
And, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Good luck.
Okay. I'm like,
Like, may the odds be ever in our favor, and maybe some of our other foes will lose, because please, everyone go lose and us go win.
Literally.
That's all I got.
Thank you guys for tapping in with us tonight. If you are on YouTube, please make sure you go like this episode. If you are on Twitter, a lot of y'all are, please make sure you retweet this episode to get the views up. The views are already like rolling, but keep those things going. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. It's been a long bye week, very, very long bye week. But hey, we're back in the swing of football, and the Chiefs kind of need to win the next eight games. So we will see.
One game at a time. Here we go. Here we go.
One game at a time, guys. We're going to keep our sanity, and we're going to go one game at a time. So, again, if you are listening,
we're all in this together, Jody. We're all in this together.
You are listening on YouTube, please like this episode, subscribe to this episode, share this episode. Again, Twitter, retweet. If you're following, both of our handles are down below. Make sure you're following both of us on all social media platforms. We are on Spotify. We are on Apple. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. We are literally everywhere. So if you're not following us, like, what the hell? Go follow us. I think we're doing Arrowhead Epic tomorrow. So,
yeah.
So tap in with us tomorrow on Wednesday night on the Arrowhead Attic channel. And other than that, we will see y'all very, very, very soon. Go Chiefs. Please get a win.
Go win. Go Chiefs.
Andy, please. Guys. Can't lose. Can't lose. Bye.
Literally can't. Bye.
Literally.